Listen very well. In Matthew chapter 12, I want you to understand something tonight. Somebody here. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 and verse 32. Jesus said by himself, "Wherefore I say unto you, wherefore I say unto you," it's a warning, "all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." Why does he say so? Because he came to pay the price. Now that he came to pay the price, he will take any nonsense, every humiliation, all the beating, all the spitting on, all the ridicule, he will take it because he has come to fulfill scripture. You can do anything in his earthly ministry as a man, as a lamb of God. Do anything you like at that time. But when he has conquered up to the cross, defeat, after he has defeated the grave, come back in his glory as the Holy Ghost to walk in his church, and you begin to act anyhow again against him, he said it will not be forgiven here or hereafter. To see the Holy Ghost moving and you carry your dirty mouth and speak nonsense against it in his church, it will not be forgiven here or hereafter. And take note, the Passover lamb, there was something about it. After the lamb has been slain, chapter 12, Exodus, take note of something there. Chapter 12, it says, verse 13, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. And ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." Verse 15 is where I am going to. "7 days shall you eat unleavened bread." Somebody shout unleavened bread. Oh, say very well. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day, you shall put away leaven out of your houses. Put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Speaking of the seven church ages, after the Passover on the cross on Calvary, leaven there is sin. We will not be partaker of sin all the Passover, using that Passover lamb. In that house for 7 days, you must not eat leavened bread. You will only eat unleavened bread. Bread without yeast. So that you understand what Apostle Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. There's a way he put it. Revelator Paul. He says, verse 6, "Your glorying is no good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?" See where I am going. He said, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, your old nature, that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feasts. The feasts. The Passover feasts. Not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Anybody that catches the revelation of what God did on the cross on Calvary, and you can say today, I am redeemed, take note. Take note. In every age, for 7 days, every age, God requires holiness. God requires holiness. Christ cannot go through what he went through. For somebody to come and preach, it doesn't matter gospel. How can he go through this to produce it? It doesn't matter people. It doesn't matter. It's a serpental doctrine. It's a doctrine of serpents. It's a serpent speaking again. Look at the cross so that you will see reason to live a life that will please him. And not to crucify him again the second time. Judas betrayed Christ. You call. Peter denied him. Many of us, if you are not denying him by the life you live, some of us are ashamed to identify with him. We are ashamed to identify with him through the rugged cross. We are ashamed. You care more about what people will think about you than what God will think about you. You compromise so that you can belong, so that you can be accepted in the group you want to belong. Have you ever taken a look at what happened on the cross? What that man of sorrow went through, and that he didn't do it for himself. He did it for you and for me. That is the significance of the Passover feast that they call Easter. That's the significance. It's a moment of sober reflection. Let's get to the cross and see what is happening. It's a moment of sober reflection. And if there be anybody here that has been joking with your eternal destination, that man, judgment is also committed into his hand. He is a savior, he's also a judge. He has given us opportunity, especially those of you who have come to the Lord, serving him through this ministry. There are things you have had here that you will never have excuse again when you will face him. And there's a day of judgment, for all shall give account of themselves. Every one of us shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And we will give account of how we walked with him on earth here. You know how many times you have put his name to shame, to disrepute. You know how many times you have put his name to shame by the things you do. And they say he's a Christian. And they say he's a Christian. And they say he's a Christian. He suffered all that he suffered. And yet, he was looking at them, finishing, killing him. And he told, Father, forgive them for they don't know what they are doing. And you opt in now. Because somebody collected your boyfriend. And then you say, even when we get to heaven, you will not forgive him. Unforgiveness in your heart. Fellow Christian, you will set hurdles. You set trap for them to enter and fall. And you rejoice. Ah, thank you, Jesus, for your mercies that endure forever. It is mercy now, that's why you are still alive. What will be your condition if you die in the estate that you are in? Let's bow down our heads. Just bow down your head. Even now, he's still hanging there and telling the Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Won't you repent? Judas repented. What of you? Will you also repent? Judas went and died after that. He realized, you too, you must die to yourself. Die to that sin that pushes you to go and do all the nonsense you do. Now that you have seen the Lord, died because of you. Judas died. You too, you must die to your old nature. You must die to it. You must die. That is evidence. He said, bring forth fruit, meat for repentance. Show forth a life. That is evidence that you have repented. Judas repented. You, uncle, have you repented? And he did something. That is nature, that thing that pushed him. He died though. And you must die to your sins. Die to your old nature. So that you can be alive to Christ. Somebody. And don't justify yourself, for all have sinned. Don't justify yourself. Don't think that you are not the one I'm talking to. I'm talking to you because you are the reason Jesus went to the cross on Calvary. And maybe somebody wants opportunity before to renew his covenant with the Lord. Somebody wants to go to the cross on Calvary this night and make a decision on the occasion of this Passover feast. The Passover period that is being celebrated around the world, even in Israel. They are still looking at the shadow there in Israel. We are already facing the reality. We are Passover. And you want to come to the altar. You desire to come to the altar. He's even waiting for you. Come to me. Come the way you are. He's looking at your heart. Let that person come to the altar. Who wants to renew? Renew his covenant. Tell the Lord, Lord, I've wandered that far away from you. Now I'm coming home. God bless you, sister. The path of sin to love. I'm strong, Lord, I'm coming. Talk to God. You know you're not coming to me. Coming home. Nevermore to roam. You're watching me. You are watching me from wherever you are. In your room. And you are making that decision. Just kneel down before the television set. And confess your decision to be more serious with the eternal destination for today. And ask him to help you. Give me the grace to die to your own nature like Judas died to his own. So you cannot justify yourself. It is Cain that justified himself in his sin. It is Cain that was arguing with God. He refused to repent. You are not a serpent seed. Lie, you are not a serpent seed. God wants your heart. God wants you. That's the whole purpose of the Passover feast. That's the whole purpose. That's what we are doing, Lord. Oh, never more to roam. God, you didn't come to me, you came to him. Tell him why you are the altar now. Tell him. Oh,
come.
Tell him why you are the altar. Tell him why you are kneeling down here now. Tell him why you have come out now.
Thine hands of love. Lord, I'm coming.
Hey,
coming home.
We are coming home. Father, we are coming home. Today, we are coming home.
And
Father, you can see your children kneeling at the feet of the cross this morning. Father, if these ones were to be serpent seed, they will not be kneeling here crying. That they are out here kneeling and crying and praying is an indication that your spirit lives in them. Ancient of Days, the ancient world, the ever true God, the one that is touching us and changing us. We have come, Lord, before you with an open hand, so God, impact their lives this morning. Father, we ask this morning that the grace to live for you be released. The Bible said, Abraham saw him that is invisible. That changed his reasoning. That changed his mentality. Cause as many that are here, Lord, rolling and crying, to see him, you, that is invisible. And impact our life even this morning. Make us better Christians. Let nobody stand here remaining the same. Father, may they lead, stand up from this place and walk to their seat, transformed and changed. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
For answer to these humble prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
God bless you. You may go back to your seat. There shall be a revival. Come to the Savior. Make no delay.